I'm Miss Parker, and this is a podcast on Motown artist David Ruffin, submitted for digital music class on April 16th, 2014.
Who gave you permission to rearrange me? Certainly not me.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
David Ruffin was born Eli Ruffin in Why Not, Mississippi on January 18, 1941. His mother died at childbirth, so he was raised by his father, a preacher. At age 13, Ruffin left home to become a minister, but this quest did not last long as he turned his attention toward pursuing a career in singing. Ruffin sang with several gospel groups, including the Womack Brothers, Staple Singers, and the Dixie Hummingbirds. While a part of these groups, it became evident to both religious and secular audiences that he was a real showman. Although his vocal career was rooted in gospel, David later became known mostly as a soul singer. This makes sense as Ruffin's raspy tenor voice reflected a combination of elements from the gospel, jazz, and rhythm and blues genres. David Ruffin was one of Motown's premier lead singers. Some of his signature songs were My Girl, Ain't Too Proud to Beg, and I Wish It Would Rain. Mostly known for his time spent as a member of the Temptations, David Ruffin experienced a colorful career both before and after this stint. After being dismissed from the Temps, David's career never reached such heights again. However, because he was still under contract with Motown Records, he continued to record and release music. A few songs that were successful included My Whole World Ended and Walk Away From Love. In 1989, David Ruffin was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for having been a member of the Temptations. Cause, honey, I can't see you no more. That was all that you said, babe. Throughout his career, and especially during his time with the Temptations, David battled an addiction to cocaine. A byproduct of the drug, his erratic behavior is what ultimately got him fired from the group. On June 1st, 1991, only 2 years after being inducted into the Rock Hall, Ruffin collapsed in a crack house. His body was dumped in front of a hospital in Philadelphia, where he would later die of an overdose. He was 50 years old.